Supporters launched a campaign this week to raise awareness and generate votes for the so-called Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment. That's a proposed change to the state constitution that will be on the ballot this November. But they left something out. According to Morning Edition arts commentator and St. Paul Pioneer Press theater critic Dominic Papatola, who joins us this morning in studio live to fill in the blanks. Let us remind folks, my friend, what this amendment is all about.
Yes, let us do that. The legislature passed this amendment in February, and what it's going to do is it's going to increase the state sales tax, if passed by the voters, by 3/8 of 1%. So you get all those fractions in there. It'll raise about $300 million a year over the next 25 years. 80% of that money is going to go to supporting clean water, wildlife habitat, and natural areas, which is why you saw Wendy Anderson and Arnie Carlson out at that park reserve in Bloomington talking about how great it was.
Right.
What was sort of lost is that 20% of the money is going to go to the arts, and you would sort of never know that that is part of it. It was sort of a quiet part of the launch. It's been sort of a quiet part of the marketing, the online marketing, and it's a little perplexing to me.
Well, why do you think this is happening?
Well, I think that the arts sort of got the crazy aunt in the attic treatment. You know, you go online. First of all, there's the name. It's called the Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment. And it's like arts aren't even in parentheses. At least put us in parentheses. Do something. Throw us a bone. You go online to the website, which is yes4mn.org. And there's the beautiful pictures of lakes and people in canoes and smiling fisher people. Not a single artist or an actor or a musician or a shot of museum. The language on the website heavily slanted towards the outdoors. And it's like, oh, yeah, there is some money for the arts in it as well. But they even have a little button that people can wear. I saw it at the Orpheum the other night. And it's got three little silhouettes of Minnesota in primary colors. One has got a fisherman with a nice bird in the background. One has got a stream and a tree. And one has got an image of what looks like Split Rock Lighthouse. And then there's a guy, you know, with a paintbrush sort of at the bottom of it, as if he's sort of painting Split Rock Lighthouse.
Do you suspect is the strategy here? Are there more fisher people and hunters out there?
I think the outdoors people have been trying to get this thing passed at the legislature for the better part of a decade. They were able to finally do it. The arts people came on a couple years ago, and then they got together and they did it. The alliance has not been an easy one, you know, between the outdoors people and what I call the indoors people. And it looks like the political calculus is that people are more likely to vote for the outdoors than the arts. And in a certain way, that kind of makes sense. I sort of understand it. It's easy to make a knee-jerk argument against the arts. All you have to do is mention Robert Mapplethorpe or Karen Finley. You know, the outdoors don't get naked and smear themselves in chocolate. So it's a much less controversial thing. And so it looks like they're taking the path of least resistance.
Have you had an opportunity to talk to anyone in the arts community about why this strategy is in place?
Well, I tried to get some phone calls out yesterday, but actually people have not been terribly forthcoming. And I actually called the Yes for MN people as well, and I didn't hear back from them as well. I think that everybody's got their talking points, and I think that they've decided what the strategy is. I find it a little bit of a curious strategy. I get that it's never easy to get a tax increase approved. I get that we're in terrible, you know, economic conditions right now. And I also get that you really have to get people to proactively vote yes on this thing. If you go to the ballot box, if you leave that box empty, it's the same thing as voting no. The outdoors folks have been really super organized. They've been very disciplined. They've been very on message. Maybe they think the arts people, it's like, you know, it's kind of like herding cats to try them to get them to do anything. So, but it's going to take a coalition. It took both the outdoors people and the arts people to get this thing going. And it's going to take all of those people talking to lots of people to get this thing passed in November.
I'm sure we're going to see polling on this somewhere along the line.
I would bet that we will. And again, this is just the first phase of it. It's going to go on through the summer. And maybe it's just as simple as it's summertime. The arts are sort of fallow in the summertime. And as we move into fall, things will kick up into a higher gear.
What's your instinct, though, on this?
My instinct is that this is going to be tough. It's going to be a hard sell. Like I said, it took 10 years for them to get this onto the ballot in the first place. I think that if the organizers had their druthers, they maybe would not have done it, you know, in these economic circumstances. But these are the hands that they've been dealt. It's going to be a big, hard slog. They're going to need every vote they can get, including those arts people.
All right. We will talk to you later.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. That is Dominic Papatola, Morning Edition arts commentator and St. Paul Pioneer Press theater critic.